Chicken Noodle Soup for Three. Written by cataloger Cass and read by K-Burb. This is a Ted Lasso fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Keeley / Roy / Jamie. Jamie had been looking forward to spending his free weekend in Manchester, visiting his mom and Simon for weeks, but instead, he's come down with a right terrible cold. So, listening to his mom, because he's a good lad, or at least trying to be these days, he's gone to the shop for soup, tissues, paracetamol, and the like. He has his hoodie drawn tight around his head, partly because he's practically shivering, and partly so no one recognizes him. He simply doesn't have an autograph in him right now. It's a good enough disguise, facing toward the shelves, that Roy doesn't immediately clock him when he comes in the shop a few minutes later. Jamie blinks at him sluggishly, because this isn't the shop closest to Roy's, so he doesn't know why Roy's there to begin with. But, in case Jamie has had any doubts about it being Roy, those doubts are cast away as he grunts and flicks his middle finger at folks asking for a photograph, before squarely telling them to sod off. He's then plucking onions, celery, and carrots from the produce bins. Jamie is so distracted by Roy being in the wrong shop, or by his terrible headache, he's honestly not sure which, that suddenly Roy is next to him, giving the soup cans a withering look.
Oi, tart. It's a good thing it's not a competition, because you're not even making any fucking effort here.
Jamie is momentarily baffled before remembering, distantly, that Keeley had texted them yesterday that she'd been feeling off. He supposes she may be the one he got this nonsense from. Roy must think the soup is for her. He doesn't even have the chance to explain that the soup is for himself, though, before Roy is dumping his produce into Jamie's trolley.
Put that fucking canned shit back on the shelf. We'll do this together. Come on.
No, you twat, Jamie says as he puts multiple cans of chicken noodle soup in the trolley and glares at Roy. This is for me. Part of him wants to take what Roy obviously thinks is an olive branch, and part of him is annoyed that his throat feels like sandpaper, and he can't believe Roy isn't picking that up. His voice has to be rough.
Fucking keep it then,
Roy mutters before shoving his shopping list into Jamie's chest.
Let's get the rest of this and go back to mine.
Jamie knows he's going to get homemade chicken noodle soup out of going back to Roy's. But it'll be homemade chicken noodle soup made for Keeley, not him. And he honestly doesn't know why that matters, but it fucking does. He wants Roy to make soup for him, specifically. He huffs.
What's that for?
There's only 5 things on there, Roy says.
And I'll get the tea if you get the lozenges.
Fucking fine, Jamie says, as he takes off looking for cough drops. He shouts back to Roy, but in case you hadn't noticed, I'm sick too. If Roy reacts, he doesn't notice, because he's already on the other side of the shop.
You should have just fucking said,
Roy says, as he makes Jamie get in his car in the car park. He starts to put his hand against Jamie's brow, but Jamie swats his hand away.
Don't have a fever. Just feel like shit. You sound like shit,
Roy says, before pulling a bag of lozenges out.
Here.
Of course, now he notices. Jamie sighs before slowly unwrapping a lozenge and popping it into his mouth, before leaning back and putting his feet on the dashboard. He rests his aching head against the cool glass of the window. He can't decide if he's mad at Roy, or himself, or that being sick is making him irrational. Roy isn't a mind reader, and there's nothing wrong with making soup for Keely when she's sick too. Nothing whatsoever. He sulks the entire way to Roy's house anyway. Once they're there, Roy makes them both tea before directing Jamie to the couch. Jamie tries to watch something, but ends up letting the sound of Roy chopping vegetables lull him to sleep. He wakes up to the aroma of chicken noodle drifting in from the kitchen. He rubs his palms against his eyes before dazedly going to sit at the kitchen table. The sleep didn't make him feel better, physically or emotionally. Roy giving him a spoonful of much too hot soup to taste doesn't either. He sputters on it before going into a coughing fit as Roy gets him a glass of water. Roy starts spooning some into a mug for him so he can at least blow it off first. But for some reason he can't pin down, or maybe he can but doesn't want to, that pisses him off. He shoves the mug away from him. "I'm not your guinea pig." He gets up and very deliberately makes himself a bowl of soup from one of the cans. He sits back down at the table and stares at bits of chicken floating in the broth, wondering what the hell he's supposed to do. He knows Roy will let him taste the soup to make sure it's just right for Keely. And Roy will probably put some together for him too, because he's Roy's player, and Roy does want him to be fit, doesn't he? But that's not what Jamie wants Roy to want. He twirls and untwirls the spoon around the noodles as Roy pulls a chair out and sits down next to him. "Why are you being such a prick about my fucking soup?" Roy demands. He sighs and stares at the soup a little longer. "You're not going to like it." "Is there something wrong with it? Too much garlic?" Roy asks. "What? No, the soup's probably delicious, mate," Jamie says. "It's not that. It's..." He trails off because, like it or not, this is going to change things. And it might even be better to say nothing, because it's not going to change things the way he wants it to. "Well, spit it out," Roy says. "I'm jealous." "Jealous of Keely?" Jamie says evenly. "I was making the soup for you too, you fucking twat," Roy says. "Roy, mate," Jamie says patiently. "It's not about the soup." It takes about 30 seconds for a light bulb to go off in Roy's head. Oh. Oh, fuck. Unsurprisingly, Roy takes off to take Keely her soup and care package after that. Very surprisingly, though, Roy comes back with Keely and her care package in tow. She drags her overnight bag over the door jamb before climbing on the couch next to Jamie. She leans in to give him a hug. "You're jealous of me?" Of the reactions to that Jamie had anticipated, that was not one of them. "Roy can be the cat's pajamas," Keely says. "And so can you. You both can, especially when you aren't fighting over me. So I had an idea." "She got it from a fucking horoscope," Roy says sardonically. "The horoscope said that big changes were coming in my relationship," Keely says, before waving emphatically between him and Roy. "And look."
"So what's the idea then?" Jamie asks.
Keely leans in and kisses him, which would be mint if it weren't actually a terrible idea that ends up with both of them going into coughing fits. Roy grunts before adding,
"Barbara also told her about thruples."
So Jamie gets the idea anyway. Roy bringing them both equally laden trays of soup and tea before taking them both to his bed seals it. Roy curses both of them for getting him sick, as they both point out that it was kind of inevitable. Jamie thinks the three of them lying in Roy's bed with trays of chicken noodle soup was too. He hopes that, next time, the trays will be gone. The end.